bands that has carried over the kind of underground music scene into the mainstream culture, and that's pretty amazing. But the song that I want to play for you guys is off their 2008 album Appeal to Reason, and it's also their fifth album, I believe. And the song is called Reeducation Through Labor. And before I talk about, you know, the details behind the song and the theme behind the song, I just want to play it for you guys. So again, this is Rise Against. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and the song is called Reeducation Through Labor. Let's rock.
Pounding away.
That was Rise Against, and the song was called Reeducation Through Labor. I hope everyone kind of got a glimpse of what Tim Mikkelrass's lyrics were all about, and it definitely talks about the unjust treatment that a lot of people around the world, not particularly the United States, but a lot of poor countries are subjected to unfair labor practices for big companies, and they work for pennies a day. I mean, to make things that we buy for hundreds of dollars. So it's pretty ridiculous the way things are set up in that sense. And this song brings to light that kind of reality behind it all. Before I get into more of Rise Against, I want to talk about the lyrics a little bit. Just go over it real quick. The chorus goes, "We crawl on our knees for you under a sky no longer blue. We sweat all day long for you, but we sow the seeds to see us through, because sometimes dreams just don't come true. We wait to reap what we are due." And it's this type of music that is, I mean, for lack of the word or whatever, it's inspirational music. And it tells a story. It's not just about, it really just isn't about the artists and their self-interest. It's about them speaking out for the voiceless in the world who really don't have a chance to make music like this or to explain their situation and the type of mistreatment they go through every day. And that's why I just love this kind of music. I think it brings to light some really important issues that people need to hear. And it has amazing instrumentals to go along with it, obviously, to kind of pump it up. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You just heard the band Rise Against off their fifth studio album, Appeal to Reason, and the song was called Reeducation Through Labor. I hope everyone right now is kind of, you can relax a little bit and kind of take a break. I'm going to take a break real quick, and I'll be back in about a couple minutes to talk about Rise Against and what they're doing nowadays. They're kind of rise to stardom, and then, of course, I'm going to go into my third artist. So today's kind of winding down. I hope everyone can take a little breather, take a bathroom break, and we'll be right back right here at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You should have been there, should have burst through the door with that "baby, I'm right here" smile. And it would have felt like a million little shining stars that just aligned, and I would have been so happy. Christmas lights glisten, I've got my eye on the door, just waiting for you to walk in. The time is ticking. People ask me how I've been as I comb back through my memory. How you said you'd be here. You said you'd be here. And it was like slow.
And I'm back. I just had to step out for a second, but I hope everyone is enjoying their Thursday afternoon. And I hope everyone was able to get outside and kind of enjoy this weather. It's been on and off recently. And before I get into my third artist, I wanted to just cap off Rise Against and what they're all about. So their first major appearance on any kind of stage was around 2002. They opened for NOFX, and then they played in the 2003 Warped Tour. So they definitely made a name for themselves at an early stage in their career, which is pretty unique for us. A lot of artists have trouble kind of breaking through and getting popular at an early stage in their life, but Rise Against was able to do it. And they've publicly announced that they were mostly inspired to make music because of bands like Minor Threat, Los Crudos, Naked Ray Gun, Captain Jazz, Bad Religion, and Nirvana. And personally, I would probably compare them to bands like Anti-Flag, Jawbreaker, Black Flag, and Fugazi. They definitely maintain their punk rock sound throughout all their albums, and I actually think the last four albums that they made, I believe they went platinum in Canada and then gold in the US, so that's a pretty big accomplishment, I think, in the decade that they've been around. Like I said before, I want to talk about their activism. What keeps Rise Against constantly involved is their involvement with the community and their activism that reaches out to speak about animal rights, and they're affiliated with PETA. They talk about political rights such as immigration reform and voting, and they're also involved with unfair labor practices, which is what Reeducation Through Labor was about. In fact, I just scanned through their website, and they're about to be playing at a rally event called Get Out the Vote Rally, and it's being held in Wisconsin on June 1st, I think, and looks like Tom Morello and Brother Ali are going to be there, which is pretty crazy. That's a lot of famous people and great artists. So I think they're trying to raise awareness about what it means to vote, and it seems like they're trying to control the power balance of the Democrats and Republicans. They don't want it to lean a certain way that's too far one way. You know, they want that balance, and they want proper voting. They want everything to be fair and just, and that's why they're out there. Cool thing about Rise Against is I actually saw them play when they came to Seattle to play at the Bumbershoot Music Festival in the summer of 2010, when I was still a little kid in high school. But they were great live. I mean, they brought an intensity to the stage that I've never really seen before, and it was outdoor too. This was main stage outdoor at the... It was being held in Memorial Stadium, which is a really, really famous old stadium right next to the Space Needle in Seattle Center. And that was the first time I ever crowd surfed. It was an experience to be told about for sure and to keep in my memory. But I'd recommend a lot of their older music to those who like fast-paced punk rock. But then again, I would recommend their newer projects to anyone who wants to hear a more focused message that surrounds politics and social issues. But like I said, they maintain their sound throughout their whole career, and I respect them for that for sure. So moving on to my third and final artist for the afternoon is a reggae artist, and he's very famous. He's from England originally. He was born in London as Patrick Murray on October 5th, 1961, and then he grew up in Birmingham, England, and he learned the ropes of making music from his stepfather, who also gave him the nickname, which is his name now as an artist, Pato Banton. And it means night owl and heavyweight DJ, according to what his dad thought it represented. or stepdad, sorry. Pato Bantan started making music as a teenager, and basically his career started off pretty young, but he started off with a group known as Crucial Music, and they toured all of the UK, and they played roots and reggae music. But after 5 years, he needed that exposure of being a solo artist, because he was moving too quick for Crucial Music, and he needed to kind of blossom as his own solo artist. And during his career, he's worked with groups such as UB40, Bashara, Reggae Revolution, Ranking Roger, and even Sting from The Police. So he's pretty well known, obviously, in the UK, but he's made his way to the States and around the world as well. The song I want to play for you guys today is from Bantan's 11th studio album entitled Life is a Miracle, and it was released in 2000. My radio class professor, one of my radio class professors, Leona George Davidson, I hope she's listening, she actually gave me this album to listen to before I even started my radio show at all. And I thought it would be a perfect day to kind of play this song before everyone heads off to spring break, because It's a song about just beauty, love, and appreciating life for what it is, which is a miracle, which is what the song is entitled, Life is a Miracle. Pato is an artist that believes in creating good vibes and spiritual unity, so a lot of his messages in his song and his songs are tied to that. So without further ado, I just kind of want to get into it right away, so we can enjoy the music, but it's kind of a long song. So, like I said before, this is off of his 11th studio album entitled Life is a Miracle, and his hit single, Life is a Miracle, is what I'm going to be playing next. You are listening to the one and only Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Enjoy.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and God said, let there be light. Life, oh life,
life is a miracle.
Oh life,
life, oh life,
life is a miracle.
It's a miracle every time a mother gives birth. Tell me who can say how much a child is worth. A miracle living on this planet Earth, rotating to the rhythm of the universe. Life more precious than the rarest stone, more valuable than silver or gold. Life, the essence is invisible to the scientific mind, it's impossible. Like the secret of the seed that grows into a tree, the starry galaxies remain a mystery. Oceans and the seas, the air we breathe, God knows that I believe. Life is a miracle. Life, oh life,
life
is a miracle.
Oh life,
life, oh life,
life is a miracle.
As I turn one page of our history, I see so many great personalities like Marcos, Messiah Garvey, Emperor Selassie, and the great Bob Marley. Malcolm X with any means necessary, Martin Luther marching to victory, Mother Teresa, Princess Diana, even Tupac Shakur and the one Daddy Biggie. Well, they will always have a place in our memory, and in time to come, you wait and see, they will all get the gift of eternity. God knows that I believe. Life is a miracle. Thank you. paradise. We thank you, Jah, for the gift of life. And though this world is filled with trouble and strife, in time to come it will be worth the price. Life, the journey of experience, by growing we secure our deliverance. Life, the phenomenon, the prodigy, the marvel of an undiscovered destiny. So let's give thanks to our Father above for all of the wonderful things that He does. Life is the ultimate gift of love. God knows that I believe, yes I do. Life is a miracle, it's true. Life, oh life, life is a miracle.
Oh life,
life, oh life,
life is a miracle. Life, oh life,
life is a miracle.
Oh life,
life, oh
life, life is a miracle.
Back, you just heard Life is a Miracle by the one and only Pato Bansan. I hope that kind of put everybody in a good mood, because I like to end my shows with reggae, usually, because that's kind of the music that speaks to the soul, and it lifts your spirit, depending on what song you're listening to. But I think all of reggae kind of revolves around just the idea of love and unity for everybody. And I think it's a great, great song. Life is a Miracle is a great song to end my show with. But, yeah, so I wanted to just mention that, although Pato Bansan is a Christian, he definitely promotes messages of peace, love, and unity for the whole world to participate in. No matter what religious affiliation people are a part of, he's a very open-minded person. And although I haven't seen him live, I heard that he is the type of musician that is very lively on stage, and his energy is directly connected to the energy of the audience. So if you ever go to a live show for him, I think it's more of an experience than just a show. He believes that there's a kind of human connection that goes on when people play music with each other and for each other, and it brings people together, and it doesn't distract people from the hardships of the world, but it just allows us to appreciate the moment that we have. And with songs like Uncle Sam Goddamn and Reeducation Through Labor, which kind of tackle the issues firsthand, and the artists aren't afraid to really talk about that, I think those, it's definitely necessary to have that type of music and that type of direction to the way artists want to write about. But at the same time, there's always room for just relaxation and that kind of peace of mind that certain music brings us, and I think reggae is definitely up there in that type of music. So anyways, moving on, I hope you can look up more on Pato Bansan, because he's been around for a while, and by a while I mean he's been around since the 80s, so he's been making albums since the 80s, and he now has 16 studio albums out. And I forgot to mention that the album and song Life is a Miracle actually got nominated for a Grammy in 2001, but it was only nominated. Unfortunately, he didn't actually win, but at the same time, I think a nomination is worth just as much, especially when you're not a part of the mainstream culture at all. So that was Pato Bantan again, Life is a Miracle. I just wanted to kind of talk about a news story before I wrap up my show. This is kind of new, but it says that a new government report warns of cascading system failures caused by climate change. And it seems like the government's worried about the infrastructure of the way we communicate with each other systematically. Like, a lot of hurricane warnings and the change in weather is causing the government to warn people about loss of electricity and possibly around the country, and even it could even affect the environment and all the social systems set up that kind of create our communities. So if the weather does get really drastic and starts messing with our communication systems and our electrical systems, then obviously, I mean, I don't know why they had to write an article about it. It's just kind of a warning, but obviously our entire system is going to be messed up. And I think the point of this article is that it's trying to highlight the fact that we need to be more prepared when disasters strike. We don't want another Hurricane Katrina, and the world doesn't want another Hurricane Katrina or anything similar to that. We need to be more prepared as a country and as a people, and with the technology that we have today, as long as our satellites are in the sky, then we can communicate by phone. And although the weather could change, that's kind of what is able to bring people together so quickly. So we have to be really thankful for the technology that we have, I think. And if the weather does start to get worse, I just think people are smart enough to kind of work around that. And so that kind of wraps up my show. This is my last show before spring break, so unfortunately next week I'll be out of town. So in the next 2 weeks I'm going to have to make up for it, and that will become my fifth show. So I'm going to work a lot over spring break to try to get a more concrete show that is a little more organized and a little more fun to listen to. So be prepared for that, everybody listening. And to conclude my show, I just want to thank everyone for coming on, tuning in to the Sound of the Underground on the one and only Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I wish everyone a restful spring break. You just heard the truth from the booth. I'm your host, DJ Proof. Remember, folks, life is a miracle. And be sure to stay tuned for the Temple of Swan show, which comes on next. Once again, guys, have a great day. DJ Proof signing out.